Welcome back into Breaking the Norm with Les Norman. Glad you're with us today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a bucket lister for me. Again, I grew up in just about 45 minutes south of Chicago, but a big Bears fan growing up. And, man, it was arguably my favorite quarterback of all time. Jim McMahon is joining us on the phone here. And the first segment with him, we're going to talk about just his introduction to Sotopelli therapy and a little bit about how he felt and then how he feels now. But before we get to that, Jim, man, publicly, I just want to say thank you for all you did for Chicago all those years. The whole world said you're controversial. To me, it was just a blast to watch you throw a football and hand it off to Walter Payton and just do your thing. So, man, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for bringing that Super Bowl to Chicago back in 85.
Well, it was my pleasure. I had a great time there. I lived there for 28 years. I only played there for 7, but all my kids were born and raised in Chicago and great city. And other than the weather, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. That weather was brutal. But we'll get to the football side our next segment. But so I had read over the years, because I had looked you up, and for years I wanted you to be on the show, and I think I got a hold of your handler a few years ago. And the person that I had got in touch with was letting us know that, you know, Jim wasn't doing interviews. He wasn't feeling great, wasn't feeling good. And then through a mutual contact that we both have to bring you on the show today, I had heard, you know, he's feeling a lot better. And we had the KC connection with Carol Ann Sutera with Sotopelli. So tell me, how did you get in touch with the people at Sotopelli? And just tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, I can't really remember. It's probably been about 10 years
now. Oh, okay.
That I've been on this the Sotopelli program.
Yeah.
I believe I met Carol Ann and her husband, Dr. Tatera, around 10 years ago at a function.
Sure.
And they were letting me, you know, describing to me what they did and wanted to know if I wanted to be part of it. You know, they had a bunch of Hall of Fame football players that were starting a program, and they wanted me to be part of the program. And I said, sure, I'd love to try it, because I was dragging a little bit. You know, I just didn't feel like, you know, getting up and doing anything. And my body was aching like crazy. I was having some head problems. And so I decided, what the heck, I'll give it a try. And I've been feeling a hell of a lot better ever since.
That's amazing. So we're basically, you know, football has come a long way, and the helmets are different now, and you know, they make all these rules now that protects the quarterback. But back then, man, and granted, with the defense the Bears had, they were usually the ones putting the beat down on other quarterbacks. But still, I mean, you took your hits, and so I mean, have you dealt with the CTE? And I assume, probably correctly, that football was pretty hard on your body, because you played it for a long time.
Oh, it definitely was. I definitely need a new shoulder, a new right shoulder, but I've been dealing with the last 2.5 years with a bad. I had a simple ankle surgery 2.5 years ago, and I ended up getting infected.
Wow.
I ended up having 6 surgeries in the last 2 years, and it still doesn't work. They were going to cut off my leg at one point
because
the infection was getting up past my knee.
Wow.
And they said, if it gets to your knee, we've got to cut off your leg. So they stopped the infection finally, and it's just now it's been immobile for so long, it doesn't want to move, and it's just been crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. So you started doing the pellet therapy. Did you feel good quickly, or did it take a few sessions or a couple months to kind of kick in?
From what I remember, it took a couple of weeks after the first. I get the pellets about every 5 months.
Okay.
They put pellets in my hip, and then I feel great for the next 5 months. And then I know I can start to feel it when my body starts dragging. I don't have any desire to get up and do anything. That's when I know I'm getting low and
sure
on the testosterone. So I just go back and get the pellets, and I'm feeling pretty good again for the next 5 months.
Now, is it your mind and how you think, or is it your body and the soreness, or feeling, or is it both? What do you notice when you start to get low?
Oh yeah, definitely my energy levels pick up. The soreness, I'm not as sore. I'm more alert, and basically just it kind of heals the whole body.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. And so obviously, you know, you go on the website, which is sotopellytherapy.com. You can see your testimony on there. It's like a 3-minute video of your testimony. I'm assuming that you would recommend this to people that have similar issues with, you know, low energy and not wanting to get out and do much and just, you know, not feeling well. And, you know, definitely this is something that you would recommend to people, right?
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, you just, and because people are always saying, oh, you look great. You must be working out a lot. And I don't. I'm trying to get back into shape. But I guess it just, whatever these things are doing, you know, it takes care of the body fat. And
wow.
It just makes you feel good.
Does it help you sleep better?
Well, I don't sleep well anyway. But,
okay.
You know, it just... I don't know if it helps me sleep because I'm not a big sleeper.
Got it.
My brain just doesn't seem to want to shut off.
Yeah, I bet. I can understand that. So, all right, well, the website again is Sotopelle Therapy. So it's Sotopelle Therapy.com. You can see Jim McMahon's testimony, our guest here. You can find out more about Carol Ann Tutera and her late husband, Dr. Gino Tutera, who founded it back in 2004 in this pellet therapy. It's amazing. All the information's there. You can find your provider on there as well. And so, hey, if Jim McMahon, who I grew up watching, if he, I'm getting up there in age too, so, you know, if he's letting you know and being that, given the testimonials and backing it, it's got to be doing some great things, especially what his body has gone through in his life for the years that he played football and in that era of football that he played, where there were targets on quarterbacks' backs and chests all the time, taking hits constantly, and they didn't have penalty flags back then for the vicious hits that these quarterbacks would take. And so, yeah, it's definitely something to check out. So go to sotopellytherapy.com. We're going to go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, again, the bucket list item for me, I'm going to talk some football, some Bears football, and back in his career, back in the day with former NFL quarterback Jim McMahon, Super Bowl XX winning quarterback Jim McMahon. We'll be right back.